This bride-to-be went for quite a ride. Almost a flight for a bit, except it wasn't really controlled. This is a bad idea.
Friday marks National Secure Your Load Day. I'm Fox 13 News reporter.
Did everyone celebrate accordingly last week?
Oh, no. Yes.
I secured the load.
Yeah. Yeah, I secured my load so much, I said, that's not going anywhere.
Maitland, I thought it was a say no to everything weekend.
Yeah, say no to the things I don't want. I'm sorry.
Well, why are you sorry?
Let it breathe for a minute.
Yeah.
I think it's suffocating, Steve.
13 News reporter Chris Arnold. Two Spanish Fork newlyweds are speaking out about the importance of securing items that you're transporting after an incident that almost derailed their wedding day.
It is a really special experience.
This is Lydia and Alex Kessinger. On April 27th, shortly after saying, I do.
We made it ideal, which has kind of been a theme for our relationship.
An ideal wedding day, followed by a month-long honeymoon in New Zealand.
A month-long honeymoon? Hey, rich parents.
Dang.
Or maybe not, but holy cow.
That might have not happened.
The day before our wedding, we're trying to get some final things figured out before the next day.
Things like moving a king-size mattress to their new home.
Wasn't really thinking, just was thinking of the fastest possible way to get the mattress from A to B.
Oh, come on, man. When you're thinking about your load, you can't think about the fastest possible way to get it from A to B.
No, take your time with that big load.
Yeah.
Well, I think what he was thinking was a good idea to have his wife ride the load.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is she going to sit on it?
She was until the load took her somewhere she didn't want to go.
Oh, man.
All over town.
Which just happened to be throwing the mattress in the back and putting Lydia on top.
I honestly was like, oh, yeah, I'll sit in the back. Like, that sounds great. I'll just hold the mattress down in the back of the truck.
While traveling 50 miles an hour down State Street
God,
in Provo.
Oh, God, you're going 50 miles an hour trying to hold onto a load?
And that's dangerous.
Yeah, that is not easy. That is. Mm-mm. No, man, that load's going to whip all over the place.
It's impressive to try, though.
It is.
Things change quickly.
I remember the whole thing other than landing. I don't remember how I landed, but...
Probably on your face.
I flew out just screaming, and then I remember just rolling on the street.
I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and I see my fiancé rolling away from me.
and your
first
load
thought,
was all over the road. Mm-hmm. Road load.
Yeah.
Can you imagine driving along and then seeing that fly out and then almost hit your windshield and you drive through it?
Oh.
Be like, oh my God.
Wow. Better hope your wipers are working well to clear right? that load off the windshield.
Yeah.
First thought was that she had died.
Luckily, outside of a trip to the hospital.
Oh my God. No. This is the day before their wedding?
Yep.
Okay. So aside from the gigantic fat lip, the upper torn lip, the chipped teeth, the messed up arm, the road rash, everything's fine.
I can't believe that after taking a load to the face, that's all the damage that happened.
Must have come out of there fast.
Yeah.
I mean, to take flight like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. 50 miles
this
per
would
hour.
Have been, that is too fast for a.
to be dumping your loads on
yeah,
the road.
You've got to secure your load.
Yeah.
Huh.
Some scrapes and chipped front teeth. Lydia was okay. On Friday, the Kessingers shared their story as part of National Secure Your Load Day.
She was okay.
If you make a decision not to tie down your cargo, you could be putting lives at risk.
Who said anything about cargo?
Yeah, we're talking loads here, man.
Yeah. Secure your load day and you're talking cargo?
This lady was trying to hold down that giant white load.
They are still so conservative in Utah. They're worried about any sort of flying loads anywhere.
Yeah. You can say a king-size load.
Yeah.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says road debris causes around 17,000 injuries and kills
road 700... Road loads cause 17,000 injuries?
That is
well,
a
I
lot.
Mean, just the eyes alone.
Oh, my God.
730 people each year. 80%
of 730 fatalities. Wow.
Load deaths?
Wow. Yeah, that is a lot.
I guess if they're coming out of there 50 miles an hour and they bust your teeth up, not everybody's going to have such strong teeth to protect themselves.
Not from loads like that.
No.
80% of those incidents involve unsecured loads from passenger vehicles.
That's the worst kind.
What do you think is the average?
Giving somebody a ride in the car and they've got unsecured load going everywhere.
I know. I thought you were supposed to have load protection.
Yeah.
What do you think is the average speed of a dropped load?
I didn't realize it was 50 miles per hour when you're dropping loads.
Yeah. I think the more often you drop them, the slower they go.
Oh, like,
really?
See,
okay.
At least in my experience, if I haven't dropped one in a long time, I mean, it drops fast.
Does it make it harder to load?
No, it actually becomes easier to drop one the longer you go.
Oh.
Because you're like, I haven't dropped one in a while. It just feels like it's time.
Okay.
Well,
like,
yeah,
whatever, you know, not that you ever want to drop one.
No, but sometimes if you wait, if it's been a long time, I mean, yeah, you've just got a much bigger load. You're trying to get that load all taken care of in just one trip.
Sometimes somebody just has to sit on it and hopefully it weighs it down.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were hoping for. Yeah, that's what that was what they attempted.
Bad advice, Kelly.
She tried to contain that load and couldn't do it.
Have y'all ever had an uncontained load?
Yeah. Yeah. It's happened.
Bad. That is irresponsible load management.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's happened though. You know, sometimes even when you think you've got it contained.
Mine flew out one time and I tried to shove it back in. It just wouldn't even go in the way it came out.
Dang.
I tried to secure it.
Back to the story.
Vehicles. Well, the Utah Department of Public Safety says there have been 3,962 unsecured load-related crashes since 2019, including 233 so far this year.
And all it would be easy to do, though. I mean, if you're driving along and all of a sudden your load comes loose, that's distracting for anyone.
I think a lot of people, it's hard to keep your eyes open when you're having it loosen like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
If it's not secured.
It is.
Once it releases, do you just pull over and scoop it back up?
I just keep going because it's gone.
Yeah, Freebeer just said he's tried to reload a lost load and was unsuccessful. Is your trunk too small? Is that what the issue is when your load just busts like this?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Just like the pressure gets built up and then maybe the wind hits it just right and all of a sudden, boom, load everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you've got a lot of junk in the trunk.
Exactly. You need a bigger trunk.
Yeah. Really make it, the load just explodes.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to spread the load out. Like maybe have your wife drive and you can put the.
That was.
Put the load in her trunk.
Oh, yeah. Like divide the load up. Text, you guys are really enjoying talking about this load thing, huh? Yeah, we are.
No,
this is
road
news.
Safety
it's
and load safety.
National Load Safety Day.
Secure your load day.
Yeah, don't you dare make fun of a national holiday.
You heard what happened to that lady.
Surprised we don't all take the day off so we can all secure our loads today.
Yeah, right?
She tried to ride that king-size load, and it got away from her.
Yeah.
And it really ruined her face.
Yeah, it sure did.
I mean, it was all over her arms and everything.
That load broke her teeth.
I was going down the road yesterday behind, like, one of the widest loads I've ever seen. It was so wide. It was controlled, though. This load was going exactly where they wanted, but it had a couple guide trucks to make sure.
It didn't bust all over the road?
No, but if it had, oh, man, that would have been titanic.
Should we keep going? Yeah.
Sure, there's more.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure this out.
Still over a minute left.
And all that has led to 16 fatalities.
The average day, a trooper responds to 70 incidents per day, where we average a year, 25,000 incidents of debris out on the road.
25,000 already loads? That's in Utah.
That's a lot of debris.
Man.
Imagine in some of the more progressive states.
Right?
Yeah.
This school year, we spent $2.9 million. We have another month left, and that is about a 25% increase over the last several years.
DPS says securing your load is quick and easy, only taking a few minutes.
But, well, use both hands. I mean, once you get good at it, you can do it in a few seconds.
Sometimes if you rush, it'll always go too fast, even if you don't want it to.
They say you should
that
put
that load does not look secure, by the way.
No.
This load, the netting that they're using.
No.
There's no way that is a secure
Someone
load.
Is going to need to grab that with two hands and grip it tight to get that load secure.
And how are you going to use a net to secure the load? The load's going to go right through that net. You need something more elasticy or rubbery.
Like, rubbery.
Yeah,
wrap that load in rubber.
Yeah. You got to wrap that in the proper tarp.
They say you should put lighter items under heavier ones. Also, tie down items by using rope, netting, straps,
Or chains.
Never your fiance.
Say add extra protection by covering the entire load.
Wear two condoms when driving four boxes.
Double wrap that load.
Yeah.
With a tarp or netting.
You know, they say that, but it doesn't really help.
No.
DPS says don't overload vehicles or trailers and double check to make sure the load is secure.
Don't put too much junk in the trunk.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that that is absolutely ridiculous to think that way. If something is in the back of a truck, you strap it down.
Well, the boats and
What led you to that realization? Was it your fiance flying through the air until her teeth flew out all over the Chicklets Highway?
I am actually internally very, very angry that two people that are this stupid could afford a 1 month vacation in New Zealand. This is unfair the way that the world works sometimes.
Well, the bumps and bruises made for some interesting pictures.
No broken bones or anything is honestly a miracle.
It didn't get in the way of this bride and groom celebrating their special day
together.
That
was a hell of a mattress ride.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were able to overlook the stupidity and really come and support both of us in the time that we needed it.
$100 that they put this on social media and one of them wrote ops.
You think they're ops people?
Yeah.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, Chris Arnold, Fox 13 News, Utah.
Well, we're glad they're okay.
Yeah.
She looked great the next day. They did a great job.
Yeah.
They're ready. You would never know that she was blinded by load the day before when she went flying through the air.
Yeah.
I mean, like all the debris in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's secure.